Yeah, I mean, it was just a tough day for everybody. You know, this was a grind out game. You know, we didn't swing the bat especially well early. Give Flex credit. You know, I thought he had a really good changeup. There were two strikes. We kept getting out in front of it. But I thought Kyle Bradish was really good. I thought he threw outstanding. Just had that one tough inning and unfortunately lead off double in there in the seventh. But once again, great curveball, great slider, overpowering fastball, cuts, and sinker. And good job by our bullpen. It's going to be a different drawing nightly, probably. I'm not really sure. I mean, this all happened 1 o'clock this afternoon, so probably do things the way I did when Batista wasn't available and try to give these guys the best pockets that we can.
Impressions of D.L. Hall
tonight? Really impressive. Great bunt. Like for a guy that hit the ball 500 feet, that was a good baseball play and outstanding bunt there. So that was that stunk. But then to get the double play ball was huge, and the pinch hit right-hander. Loved the way he was attacking the zone. I think he was up to 99, throwing a ton of strikes. That's what we were looking at D.L. Hall, is just throw, you know, fill up the strike zone.
What happened there with Cano?
So I guess he had he padded his glove with the rosin bag or somewhere. I don't know. They wanted him to get the rosin off, and then they asked for a towel, and then they felt like we needed a wet towel, and then we just needed a new glove. So, unfortunately, that kind of killed the moment and the vibe, and the anxiousness heightened. But give Yenny a ton of credit for dealing with some adversity in that moment and coming out and throwing some great sinkers and changeups. Well, he wants the ball. He's not afraid of the moment. He's not afraid to face middle of the order bats. I love how aggressive he is. I love how he pitches with no fear. And he's had an all-star type year.